Welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim. Speed. Speed and performance. Speed, performance, and luxury. The pursuit of mechanical perfection, of new records, and of elite markets. These were at the foundation of some of the most amazing automobiles ever produced. Before we begin this morning's journey through time, I want to say thank you to the boys of the road crew for our theme song. Need some road trip inspiration? Check out some of their great road trip inspiring tunes at roadcrew66.com.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Irwin George Baker was known far and wide as Cannonball Baker. He started with bicycle racing in the 1890s. By 1906, he had bought himself an Indian motorcycle and garnered a national reputation for setting new records. A year later, he was heading the Indian factory racing team and won the very first race for powered vehicles ever contested at the new Indianapolis Motor Speedway. As a result, the sales of Indian soared, and Baker added to his ever-growing reputation. In 1912, Indian sent him on a 14,000-mile promotional tour across Central and South America, and the company's export sales exploded. In 1914, with the first time crossing of the United States by a solo motorcyclist, Baker rode from San Diego to New York in 11 and a half days, despite having no roads at all for most of the trip. Indian and Baker became synonymous for endurance. In 1915, Baker was retained to promote the Stutz Bearcat with a transcontinental run. Baker's reputation grew, and the Bearcat became the car to own for celebrities and the rich and the famous. In 1916, starting with Cadillac, Baker became a professional cross-country tester of cars, guaranteeing his services to automakers by promising no record, no money. In quick succession, Baker undertook continental and transcontinental record-setting runs for Lexington, Will St. Clair, and Franklin. He drove a stock St. Louis-built Gardner sedan from Los Angeles to New York in the middle of 1924's winter in just over 4 days and 14 hours. Baker drove a Buick truck loaded with water from the Atlantic Ocean to San Francisco in just over 6 days. For Rickenbacker, he made a record-setting run from Vancouver, British Columbia to Tijuana, Mexico. He beat the New York Central's elite 20th Century Limited passenger train on its run from New York to Chicago. Yet Baker is perhaps best remembered for his 1933 New York to Los Angeles blast and a Graham Page Blue Streak 8, made in a little over 53 hours, a record that stood for 40-plus years. Each company that retained his services profited from the promotion with a dramatic uptick in sales. The mighty Duesenberg was a doozy, the car that became a comparative for anything that was astounding. Fred and Augie Duesenberg also started with bicycles, racing as well as manufacturing. Then they added an engine and created a high-performance motorcycle. Next came contributions to the Mason automobile that put the company in the spotlight when a car was driven at the Indianapolis 500. But it was with E.L. Cord at the helm that Duesenberg was transformed into the most luxurious, most expensive, and fastest production automobile in the world. Introduced in 1928, the Model J was powered by a straight-eight engine based on the company's successful racing engines of the 1920s. In normally aspirated form, it produced 265 horsepower from dual overhead camshafts and 4 valves per cylinder. It was tested to 119 miles per hour and 94 miles per hour in second gear. Then there was the supercharged SJ and the astounding short chassis supercharged SSJ. Stutz was billed as the car that made good in a day. Harry Stutz was a gifted mechanical engineer and a dreamer that had been involved with several pioneering automobile companies. His company was founded on an incredible accomplishment. In just under 5 weeks, Harry Stutz designed and built a car, then he entered in the Indianapolis 500 in the name of his Stutz Auto Parts Company. He placed 11th. Copies of his race car were sold as the legendary Stutz Bearcat. By the 1920s, the company had evolved beyond just building bare-bones, high-performance cars. Now, luxury was being blended with performance. In 1929 and 1930, the Stutz Blackhawk was the car to own for those with money that wanted a near-perfect blending of luxury and performance. The Great Depression swept through the auto industry like a scythe through wheat field. It also brought an end to an era when companies could profit from the production of fast performance cars wrapped in a luxury worthy a sultan. Okay, folks, it's time to wrap it up for this week. Join us next week for another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim, an adventure through time. Before I go, I want to give a shout out to the Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico, a near perfect blending of the past and present, a living time capsule where the traveler is assured a restful night's sleep after an adventuresome day on Route 66. Thank you for joining this morning. Until we meet again, mi amigos, adios. See you next week.
Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.